Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we greet you this morning for the beautiful studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio, as well as Lee's Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. How are you, Farmer?
I'm doing well. How is everybody out there on Pittsfield Community Radio's listening audience today? It was a great week. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. How about you, Kev?
I did. I had a very nice 4th of July. I didn't get too tired marching in the parade.
Ah, that's always a good thing.
It's always a good thing. So I'm glad to hear that people enjoyed their July 4th. We certainly did. And we're going to be listening to some good music this Sunday. I'm going to be playing some Teddy O'Neill, the best of Patty Riley, John Francis Flynn, the Frames, Cherish the Ladies, and Micro Disney.
Wow, Micro Disney.
Micro Disney. What are you going to play, Farmer?
I got some doublers lined up for us today, some High Kings, and some Rum Jacks.
We're starting off this morning's show with Micro Disney, The Clock Comes Down the Stairs.
The phone is ringing, the kettle's singing. This humid heaven is West 11. The air was silent, June 87. The gray bed next to the wall holds them, tense but still asleep, dreaming. They only wanted to want each other, but that can never, ever happen.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Another button accordion. I played one of those last week. This was Teddy O'Neill's version. Did you experience a memory while you were listening to that song, Farmer?
I did.
I bet you did, because you were supposed to.
Yes.
That was the name of the song, Memories.
Yep.
I suspect he makes memories, but you're entitled to your memories of Ireland, but we're entitled to our own.
Yes, true.
And before that, we heard from Planxty, from their first album, two reels, Junior Crehan's reel, and Corny is Coming.
Corny is Coming.
Corny is Coming, so we must write a reel for him or her who's all coming. Right. And before that, first up on this set, first song on the show, from Micro Disney, the name of the album, The Clock Comes Down the Stairs, and the name of the song was Goodbye, It's 1987. So I can't fathom any of that. Though I do want to say that the guy, the lead singer for The Clock, Micro Disney, I don't know his name, but he's got a voice very similar to the lead singers on Depeche Mode from the 90s. Polished bands from England.
Oh, okay.
He sounds very much like that. So, well, that's just my useless comment from this morning about his voice.
You know, it all sounded good, whether it's.
But what did you line up for us, Farm?
Okay, I'm going to start this set off and with the Dubliners.
Oh, okay.
Walking all the day by tall towers where falcons build their nests. On silver wings they fly, for they know the call of freedom in their breast. So black-haired against the sky, with craggy rocks that run down to the sea. When living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, I asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone take the ball to play a reel that was so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast in the wild foam for the Atlantic path. When living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, I asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song. Song for Ireland, dreaming. to fight. Waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. Lying where the falcons lie, they twist and turn all in your air blue sky. When living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, I asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for our love.
last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by. Me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the wind. When next I came to anchor at across its spancel hill, being on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there, the young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church at Cluny, a mile from Spancel Hill, I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as white as any lily and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, "Johnny, I love you still." Ah, she's Ned, the farmer's daughter, and the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her as in the days of yore. Oh, Johnny, you're only joking, as many a time before. When the cock he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. When I woke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.
Young Willie McBride, do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene?
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Did you leave e'er a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart, are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind a glass pane? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Now it shines o'er the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas and no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. Are the countless white crosses stand mute in the sand? To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Now young Willie McBride, I can't help but wonder why. To those that lie here now, why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars?
For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the
You bookended that set.
I did.
Maybe not on purpose.
Probably not. Well,
we bookended that set with Patty Riley.
My two songs on that one was, the one you just heard was The Green Fields of France, and that was by the High Kings. And I started off this set with the Dubliners, and the song was Song for Ireland.
You're right. And in between,
that's you.
We heard from me with something from Brian Crosby, who's a Wexford man, I believe. And we listened to was from him, his album, Imbrium.
Oh, he's the piano guy, ain't he?
Yeah. And the name of the tune was In the Blue Shadows, as opposed to the red ones. So before we hear from John Francis Flynn here, let's do a little bit of Today in Irish History, even though it's tomorrow, don't tell anyone. On July 14th, 1789, the Bastille was stormed in France. We all remember that.
Yep.
The French peasants took over the ancient fortress, which symbolized Louis XVI and the nobility of Paris, as it had been used to house political prisoners for centuries. Between 1417, the year it was declared a state prison, and 1789, a total of 5,279 prisoners passed through its gates.
Wow.
However, on the day that it was attacked, the Bastille had only 7 inmates. One of them was from Dublin, James Francis Xavier White. No, man, if you're not from Dublin with a name like that, you're from Dublin. So born in 1730, White moved to France to become a captain in Lally's regiment of the Irish Brigade. He married in 1767 in Paris, but in 1781 suffered a nervous breakdown, claiming to be either King St. Louis or Julius Caesar. I would have picked King St. Louis, but anyway, to each his own. Mm-hmm. After his, quote, liberation, White was paraded, liberation from the Bastille, White was paraded through the streets of Paris. One eyewitness described him as, quote, a feeble little old man who exhibited an appearance of childishness and fatuity, tottering as he walked and in his countenance exhibiting little more than a smile of an idiot. How kind.
How about it?
His beard was said to be a yard long. White's post-Pastille freedom was to be short-lived. The next day, he was transferred to the Charenton Asylum, where the Marquis de Sade was also being held. So that's today. I guess because it's Mr. White and he's from Dublin, it is considered Irish history. But actually, that was French history, I think. So now we're going to listen to John Francis Flynn. Look over the wall and see the sky.
Thank you. pulling on the red cord that pulls you back to me, Lord, that helps me out when you're away. And I was in the army, and they called you back to save me. And I was resting soft in the arms of my warmth. I'm pulling on the red cord that pulls you back to me, Lord. And I'm pulling on the red cord so you're not so far. I was at the uni, at the University of Blind Love, Black Poetry. Was there I found you, and you were happy like an angel, but for everything you learn, there's something you must let go of. And I'm pulling on the red cord that pulls you back to me, Lord. And I'm pulling on the red cord that pulls you back to me, Lord.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, that was cheerful.
It was indeed. It was from the cheerful Cherish the Ladies band from their album New Day Dawning. And the name of the reel was Raylene's.
Raylene's.
Raylene's reel. And before that, we heard from The Frames from their album Fitzcarraldo with The Red Cord. And we started off that set from John Francis Flynn, Look Over the Wall, See the Sky, Within a Mile from Dublin. And you're starting us off, Farmer.
Yeah, I'm going to start our final set off with the Rumjacks.
When he walked out of school, his mommy said there'd soon be one more hungry mouth to fill. He said the learning and the schooling weren't a bad for them that could. Though I can read and write my bloody name and sign it where I should. And he said if I had my time again, I know I'd be a learned man, an artisan in high demand, a doctor or a teacher, as sure as guns are made of iron. I was born a working man, I'd live and die right where I stand if I had my time again. We're wide-eyed down to Johnny Brown, he was a big lad for his years, and that he worked so long if he ever cried there behind all in his tears. He'd tumble in of a Friday night, a Harry Fournier tea, and he'd sing to me their dirty songs and diddle me on his knee. And he'd sing, if I had my time again, I know I'd be a roving man, a rove away to far Japan to court the emperor's daughter. As sure as guns are made of fiber, and I was born a working man, but live and die right where I stand if I had my time again.
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody to have a great week. Like Kevin said, listen to all the locally produced programming here at the station, and we will see you next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.